Hey guys, this is Ekta. I just wanted to pop in and say that we are so grateful for all of you guys out there that are listening in and giving us feedback. We get so many messages on Anchor, so thank you so much for utilizing that platform. Also wanted to just pop in, remind everybody we're still accepting sponsorships from all brands, small brands, big brands, everybody. So if you're interested in sponsoring us, shoot us an email, skincareanarchy@gmail.com. Thanks, and enjoy this episode coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host, Ekta, and today I have with me one of my favorite hair care lines. And now, it's been, you know, a few weeks, but I'm already in love. And I want to introduce you guys to the co-founders of InnerSense Organic Beauty, Greg and Joanne Starkman. So welcome to the show, Greg and Joanne. I'm so excited you guys have the time to come onto our little podcast.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
It's my honor. I would love to get started. Joanne, maybe you can start us off with telling us a little bit about your background and what led you guys to create a hair care line.
Of course. Well, Greg and I, most people don't know, we're both hairstylists. So we've both worked behind the chair. I was a hairstylist for over 25 years and love doing hair, love all things beauty. That was just kind of in my DNA. It was kind of destined for me. I only went to a couple of years of college and then very quickly realized that I was like perming and cutting everybody's hair. So it was, I figured I might as well go to beauty school. And that's kind of how my career started. As far as Greg and myself, like I like to talk about InnerSense as a love story because Greg and I, and he can talk about his background, but we met and married, we met and fell in love and then married in the beauty industry actually. So we both have a passion for the industry. I would say, you know, we're just both, our fiber is in hairdressing. And it was really when our daughter Morgan was 22 months old and she was diagnosed with a very rare genetic disability called Williams syndrome. And obviously, you know, it was life-changing for us. It kind of turned our world upside down. And so really what I did was I turned to health and I just started purchasing more organic foods to bring in the house. I started looking at my cleaning supplies. I really wanted to control the things that I could control because I felt probably very out of control with my daughter's diagnosis. And then I started actually turning the bottles over of the very products that I was using on my daughter's hair, on my hair, on my client's hair. And I became an avid label reader. And I was astonished to find out that there were silicones, resins, plastics, synthetic fragrances, and things that I just couldn't even comprehend that were in the very products that I was using. And so that really started Greg and I off in conversation because he being also in the beauty industry and he was an executive by that time working for big beauty brands. And we just really started having conversation about ingredients and the things that we found. And it was not only the way the ingredients, but it's actually how they are synthesized and processed. And so that sent Greg off in this mission for research and development. And Greg is really the ingredient guru behind the brand. And so I feel like I kind of was the one that sparked the inspiration and
the fire. You were the fire under Greg's ass.
Well, it's funny that you say fire because guess what? He's a Sagittarius.
I'm a Scorpio, Greg.
Okay. Ouch. So yeah, Morgan, our daughter, is a Scorpio. Morgan's now.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's my girl. Okay, cool.
So she's now 25 years old and she actually works here with us at InnerSense. And her title is called the Director of Joy. She puts so much joy into everything that we do around here. And
I love that. And I love the discarded
real.
Yeah.
She got it. No,
can I just say though, Joanne, I love that this started from just you being a good mother. Like, I really love that, because you know what? In the medical profession, I see so many kids, and like, I'm just looking at their parents like, do you guys even want to be parents? You know what I mean? It's like, I run across a lot of people like that. So it just warms my heart when I see someone who's really dedicated to their child. And this is beautiful.
I mother everything. I'm like a big old mother for sure.
This is not couples therapy, honey.
Yeah.
I love that. So what about you, Greg? Why don't you tell us a little bit about...
Well, you know what? I mean, to Joanne's, background. I'm a passionate hairdresser and will always be. I left the chair after about 12 years and kind of embarked in a pro beauty career, working in many, many facets in the pro business and big beauty. But I always had a passion and a love for all things products and love creating. And, you know, again, at a parallel path of Joanne's discovery, green chemistry was really emerging. And we're talking back into, the late 90s, especially as Europe was formalizing EU standards and really forcing U.S. companies to really evaluate their ingredient choices and sending cosmetic directives over about eliminating ingredients. It put a lot of pressure on the beauty industry, but there wasn't a lot of appetite for solving the problem. And I became really enamored with the whole science behind green and organic chemistry. And really what, you know, turned into a passion really was an obsession, because it was like, how can we begin to develop products that are efficacious, that meets the emerging and the growing demand for products that are not only clean, but safe? Because, you know, I think that's really the biggest piece. And, you know, Joanne spoke about the cosmetic-based ingredients that are found, petrochemicals, resin silicones, plasticizers, microplastics. But then there's this other feed of toxic-based ingredients. And these are EDTAs, MEAs, PEGs, MTAs, all of these types of ingredients, of course, sulfates, parabens, phenoxyethanols, all those types of ingredients that, you know, consumers are becoming more and more aware of today. So we really recognize that, you know, in order to bring these types of products to marketplace, that it would really require a commitment not only to the quality of the ingredients that we curated, but more importantly, becoming very much consciously involved in the manner in which they were processed. Because even though an ingredient might be naturally derived, it could be synthetically processed, right?
So making
sure that ingredients are, you know, cold pressed, distillated, they maintain their purity to maintain the efficacies of the ingredients. They're not adulterated. They're not commercially processed. So really, that's really where we focus on. I kind of speak in terms of skincare, because a lot of our ingredients really come from that philosophy of how you curate and process ingredients to maintain the purity and the efficacies. And really, that's really what makes InnerSense unique and different. And that's really where my passion lies. And, you know, I think that flash forward, 15 years, we were kind of the grandparents of clean hair care. And I think what makes our products, again, so unique is that, one, Joanne and I are hairdressers, right? Everything we do starts in our salon here in our headquarters. We put our hands in the product. We're putting our hands in the hair because we know as hairdressers what the expectation is, not only of the beauty professionals who are using our products, but then the consumers, because the consumers have a high expectation. And, you know, look, your hair is your crown and glory.
No, it's so true. Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that again, in lies what really sets us apart with our products. And and then again, flash forward 15 years, the emergence of this consumer that's become so much more ingredient conscious They're devout to wanting to make sure that the brands that they're associated with using are value-based, mission-based, transparent in everything they do. And we've kind of stayed in that lane from day one when we decided to launch Intersense.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I was actually going to ask you guys that, is that how does it feel being a brand that has been doing it right from the beginning? You know, because I see so many brands now that are hopping onto this, like, you know, bandwagon of, yeah, you know, we're going to be fully organic and you can trust us and all this stuff. Like, how difficult was it to find the lab that you needed and find the, you know, the partners that you needed to really make your vision come true?
Let me tell you something. It was a 4-year journey to get us the initial initial chemistry. It was a lot of trial and error. We worked with a lot of different, you know, chemists that had just tremendous pedigrees in the area. But still, you know, I continued to just be devout to what I wanted. I wasn't going to take shortcuts, you know, and and so it got us there. It is a constant work in journey, you know, work in progress for us. And you're right. The space is becoming crowded because messaging and wordsmithing is there. I think there's a lot of consumer confusion in the marketplace, just driven based on great marketing. Big brands are getting into it. The word clean, we're getting now the greenwashing to cleanwashing. But consumers need to become their best own advocates and really understand just because a product says sulfate-free, paraben-free, silicone-free really doesn't mean anything, right?
Right.
Oh, it's clean, but it's not. And even the word clean, I can point out right now 15 brands that are using that word. But when you turn over the back of the bottles, they've got, you know, EDTAs or polyquaterniums or thinoxynethanol. And it's like, those are the sort of things that, again, our consumer, we know, is really intelligent and we respect that. And, you know, to that point, we formulate to meet their needs and their expectation.
Right. And, you know, that's amazing. I love that. And, you know, I want to just say this because, like, I think a lot of people don't understand that, you know, you can do like hair care without having all these like crazy chemicals. I mean, I know, like, when I was growing up, you know, I was in India, I was born in India, and my mother was very particular about my hair. She was always like putting like coconut oil in it and like washing it with like, you know, natural stuff that she would have. And I grew up with this, like, I guess, like, you know, culture of, I don't need to have like 80 different chemicals in my shampoo. So when I, like, you know, when I see your line and I use it, I'm just like, this is perfect. Like, this is exactly what my hair needs. And I don't have to worry about, well, how is this going to impact my skin? Because for me, the biggest problem with shampoos and anything hair care is when I use it on my scalp and my hair, it also impacts my skin, which is something that's been a huge problem for me. And I've never had, like, with your products, that's not even an issue. You know what I mean? So, like, that's something I think that people really need to start understanding, that it's not just about ingredients. It's about how they work with all areas of your body. And that's where it really matters to be organic. So I love that.
I really learned early on in my career, especially I worked for brands that were really steeped into the scalp space. And, you know, understanding, working with some great schools of dermatology, that about 80% of skin and scalp conditions really are induced by the very products people use. And your scalp, believe it or not, wants to be one of the healthiest areas of your body. And so, you know, we don't normally attribute product to scalp conditions, right? We always say, oh, my scalp is oily or my scalp is dry, but they keep using the same product. And it's because those products are really astringent. They don't really work in synergy with the skin, the scalp, and the hair. And again, they're loaded with a lot of cosmetic-based ingredients that are solely focused on creating a cosmetic effect on the hair, shine, volume, all those things. But ultimately, that just weighs down. It also compromises scalp health and integrity. You know, the other big culprit is artificial fragrances. Artificial fragrances are highly, you know, disruptive, right? And so, you know, your scalp wants to be, you know, again, one of the healthiest areas, and it reacts. If you're utilizing a product that's too astringent and pulling all those natural oils off, the scalp's going to overproduce. because it wasn't natural, right? Or it could just shut down. So I think that, yeah, that is one of the keys to, you know, the basis in which we formulated to was making sure that we were working with ingredients that worked in synergy with the skin, the scalp, and the hair, that were really nourishing, that replenished, and really kind of benefited the scalp as well. So
I love that. And I, you know, Joanne, like, you know, feel free to hop in here, because as a woman, I can honestly say that, like, you know, for us, our hair is like, you know, it's kind of what you said, you know, Greg, it's the crown that we wear. And I think women feel so much more confident when our hair looks nice and when it feels soft and, you know, everything's going the way it should be going, you know. And and to find a brand, I mean, to, that can do that without having to worry about, well, am I being, you know, friendly to the environment, especially, you know, today's Earth Day. So great way to talk about it today, but, like, you know, in general, am I being a good consumer? Am I putting the right stuff in my hair? I mean, that all of that plays into it, but first and foremost, it's the quality of the products. So
yeah, the thing that we always strive for here at InnerSense is we talk about less is more, and our products really are highly, highly, highly concentrated. And so a very little goes a long way, and really our products work best with water. And so I always encourage people to make sure that their hair is, you know, to be more present with the whole ceremony of caring for their hair. And so that starts in the shower and making sure that your hair is fully, fully saturated, wet when starting. And people will say, what do you mean? Of course I wet my hair. But what they don't realize at times is that your hair is like a sponge. And so it takes a little bit of time for the water to actually saturate into the hair. And then with all of our products, like I said, a little bit goes a long way. So starting with our hair baths, like just starting like with the size of a nickel or a quarter dime amount, and then awakening the products in between the fingertips, and then applying straight to the scalp and starting to really consciously just work at the scalp area, because people have a tendency to mindlessly, you know, blob of shampoo in their hand and then just blop it right on the top of their head and start to kind of lather it up. But really what you'll find is our products lather so luxuriously if they're tended to in a very mindful way.
Yeah.
Same thing with the conditioners, you know, a little bit goes a very long way. So, and making sure that you're putting it in your hands and awakening it between your hands, and then mindfully, you know, starting at the mid length of the hair and kind of working it into the ends. And then if you find that it's not distributing well, add a little bit more water. Our products work really, really, really well with water. So,
Right. No, I've noticed that. And, you know, it's funny you say that, because I'm one of those people, I'm guilty of this. I have a lot of hair, you know, and I blame my parents. It's genetic, you know, but, like, I have a lot of hair and I need a lot of products sometimes. But with your shampoo, I don't. It's exactly what you just said. You know, as a consumer, I can definitely validate that, because it works beautifully. And I want to ask you, you know, how did you come up with a formula that was still, like, lathering really well with organic ingredients? I mean, you know, was that challenging?
You know, no, not necessarily. I mean, really, to Joanne's point, it's about the concentration. So we're really utilizing rich concentration of ingredients, coconut, pumpkin seed, avocado, shea butter, and we reduce our water weight. And again, increase the concentration of these ingredients that bring an efficacious performance value. And the lathering you get is really induced more from the natural oils, the pumpkin seed and avocado. So really that's why we're not utilizing any type of betaines at all. We're just, that are foam boosters. We're just utilizing, again, and relying on the efficacies of the ingredients that provide the natural lathering that you feel. So, and the other nice thing, when we talk about concentration, most shampoos, traditional, contain anywhere between 75 to 80% water, right? Because water is always the first and cheapest ingredient in the bottle.
Yeah.
But our water weight is less than 45%. So again, that's why our product is so concentrated. And the reason why most consumers learn to use a lot of product is because it's so diluted down. You need a lot of product to make it work. And again, that's contradictive to us. We're so concentrated, to Joanne's point, you don't need a whole lot of water, both for our shampoos, conditioners, and even into our styling products. Again, because we're really relying on the plant-based ingredients to make the product work and perform.
Right, right. And that makes sense because, you know, I, for example, I'm a huge fan of leave-in conditioner and I love yours. Like, I absolutely love it because it's light. It doesn't weigh down my hair. So like, in terms of like, you know, from that standpoint, like, how do you feel about like all these other products out there that are like, you know, being marketed and stuff. And then you guys look at what you did and you're like, well, ours does it, except it's a lot cleaner. And it's organic and it doesn't matter. Like, how does that feel as entrepreneurs? Like just seeing that, you know, saturation of this market.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, this is our life's work. And, but I guess at the end of the day, I truly believe that the consumer who's really, truly looking for pure and clean is going to do their research, and that research is going to lead them to InnerSense. And then like yourself, once you have the opportunity to experience it, you're going to be a customer for life.
And, exactly. Yeah. You know,
and I like read our reviews. I always go, when I'm in a bad mood, I get on to our customer reviews. Because it's humbling, right?
Isn't that an oxymoron, Greg? Like,
yeah, it's humbling, right? It is humbling. And you know what? I can't compete with L'Oreal. I can't compete with Estee Lauder. I can't compete with Henkel, that they have, you know, the ability to put these amazing products in marketplace that are so well marketed and so well branded and so well wordsmithed that they're hitting all of the key selling and emotional points that this consumer is looking for. But you know what? Ultimately, those products really don't differentiate themselves from the other products that they're selling.
Right. I'm just going to add this in here. I think you can absolutely compete with them because your product has never made me break out. And every time I use Pantene, I kid you not, I get cystic acne. Yeah, like cystic acne. Like, it's not even just like a little bit, like whiteheads. No, it's like, and it's all over my body too. So you know what I mean? So it's like, right. I'm mad that these companies are like overtaking, because in my opinion, this is the best shampoo I've used. So yeah, no, it is. It is, because like I said, it impacts the rest of our skin. And that's something I think consumers, I mean, especially, you know, with how saturated this market is, obviously skincare saturated, hair care is now saturated. You need to realize that it's never just like, you're not just treating one area of your body. It's going everywhere. You know what I mean? If you're in the shower, it's rinsing off and going to all of your skin, and it's going to impact that. So like, that needs to be brought up in like marketing discussions, I feel like, you know?
Right. It does. But, you know, I'll say it's beauty influencers like yourself that help educate and empower consumers to make better, healthier, cleaner choices. And, you know, we rely on beauty influencers, beauty professionals who really are becoming more and more passionate about clean beauty and wanting to help empower, again, consumers through information.
Right, right. I love that. I want to actually talk more about how you guys came up with the range, because I know obviously you guys are very experienced, you know, hairstylists, and I want to know, like, when you were coming out with your line, what were some of the key products that you wanted to launch with that you thought everybody needed?
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, because I wanted to comment earlier on your love for the leave-in conditioner.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this isn't quite answering your question, and Greg definitely can probably speak more to it, but it just makes me think about, like, you know, we really wanted a line that was efficacious, that was not going to be 100,000 SKUs for, you know, that could really be hair care for all hair types. You know, I mean, you know, a whole line that was going to be able to work on every single type of hair. And one of the things that I love about our Sweet Spirit leave-in conditioner, like you mentioned, not only is it lightweight and doesn't weigh the hair down, but I am a big proponent in layering hydration and going back to the importance of water and keeping the hair wet and making sure that you're using the water in addition to the product to keep the moisture and hydration in the hair. Oftentimes we have a tendency to like turban towel our hair when we get out of the shower, and then it kind of starts to dry, and then we start to put product on top of it. But believe it or not, our products work better when the hair is actually hydrated with water. And so making sure that you leave the water in your hair as much as you can, and then start to layer the products on top, it's almost like you're locking in all of that moisture, but it's moisture that's not going to weigh the hair down. It's like, you know, the hair's just naturally hydrated from the inside out. And so, so I just wanted to kind of make that point about layering. And so anyway, but Greg can speak more to the line. And, you know, I think it's our philosophy. You know, we're about health and wellness. And I think we wanted to keep the line, you know, sensible and things that worked. And, you know, not even though we're hairdressers and we love products and all of that, and hairdressers love products, but we really wanted to make sure that every single one of our products makes sense, and is, and we were very mindful at bringing products out that we really feel is going to work in synergy with the rest of our products.
Right. No, that makes sense. I love that. And I actually have a question, because, you know, looking at your ingredients list, I absolutely love it. And I love that you have like rice bran oil and coconut oil and green tea leaf extract. Can you tell me, Greg, a little bit about the green tea leaf extract, like what that does for our scalp? Because I know it's all over skincare, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. Again, it's just an amazing antioxidant, right? Yeah. And so it's actually very nourishing to the derma, and really, again, helps protect against free radicals as well. So it's just really a really great universal ingredient in the product. And also, you know, within the formula as well, it also works in combination with a few other ingredients as a pH adjuster. So it does have some really good, you know, multi-purpose uses for it as well.
Now, do we need a certain pH range, Greg, for our hair? Like, I know they talk about that with skin, but like, is there some sort of like industry standard that I'm not aware of with like pH specifically for like hair care?
You know, most hair care is, you know, pH balance. You know, I know that there were a few brands back in the day that really kind of pushed the pH piece, but most brands, you know, most products in marketplace maintain 4.5 to 5.5 pH balance. But really, individually, a person's individual body chemistry will have an effect on that, as well as their water that they use at home. You know, some people don't really understand what the acidity or the alkalinity of their water is. So that can also have an effect on product. But for the most part, you know, you don't really see that unless you're using something that is highly alkaline. It's going to create a lot of porosity in the hair. But that's very rare. Most products, again, tend to be a little bit more on the lower scale because they're trying to keep the cuticle closed, which also helps impart shine.
That's interesting. Now, I have a very random question, because I think I heard this from like a friend, or I don't know who, but, you know, I was told that you can't wash your hair every day. Now, I have Indian hair, and my scalp gets very oily, you know, so like, that never registered with me. Is there any merit in that, you know, from your experiences, both of you?
I mean, Joanne can speak to this.
You want to speak to this? Yeah. I think it's definitely a personal choice. I do think that we kind of, as a society, do tend to overwash and over cleanse for sure. Yeah. And sometimes with oily scalp, it can be from over cleansing, because it's hard to kind of go through that process or cycle of allowing the oil to kind of, sustain itself, or like, you know, it's hard when you have oily hair, you don't want it to be oily, right? So then you have a to over cleanse. But generally with our hair, I mean, what we find, the feedback that we get is that the hair stays cleaner longer because we're not using all the filler product or filler ingredients. And so then dirt does not magnetize to the hair as easily. So you might want to consider trying to like maybe more so spot cleanse certain areas. Like if it's second, you know, second day or whatever, and you're just like, okay, I would definitely wash my hair. You might want to try just sectioning out like the hairline. I do this often because I have thicker hair and I'm wearing my hair a little bit longer these days, and I'll just kind of cleanse the hairline, you know, my area where, you know, the hair is kind of around my face a little bit more. Yeah. And then I'll just like, I almost even put my hair kind of like the back part in a shower cap, and then I'll go in the shower and kind of cleanse just around my hairline, and then just restyle and kind of blow that out so I can get like a second or a third day with my style. I also love our Refresh Dry Shampoo. I'm not sure if you've had the opportunity to use that, but that's a fabulous product. And I actually like to use it at night before I go to bed on a night that I know that I'm not going to cleanse my hair the next day. And I take small amounts and I put it in the areas like my part line, like around my hairline, like maybe the nape of my neck, and areas that tend to get a little bit more oily. Right. And because of the ingredients, it kind of sucks up the oils that would naturally be there in the morning, and I can go a second day without cleansing.
That's so interesting. I never knew about, like, I never even thought about the sectioning of the hair. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I like little great tips and tricks like that, right? Like, yeah.
And you know, go ahead. I was just going to say to Joanne that, you know, it's interesting you brought up the dry shampoo, because I have never been able to use them, and it's because of the fragrance. Going back to what Greg was saying about fragrances, hate it when there's like so many, and because you know what I mean? My hair smells like, I don't know, like I rolled around in some cheap perfume, you know?
I totally agree. I mean, that's one thing that I love about our products is that the fragrance doesn't linger, so that if you want to wear a personal fragrance, you're going to smell more like your personal fragrance as opposed to, you know, like your hair care. So I would say that, and especially with our dry shampoo, it's very kind of just fresh, you know, it's just a fresh, it feels like a refresh as opposed to like having lingering perfume.
Right. Yeah. No, but Greg, you were saying something. Please continue.
Oh, no, I just wanted not to belabor the how many times you have to wash your hair. I think when you're finding your scalp to be oily too, you know, what you're secreting, it's 100% water soluble. It will literally rinse out. There's not necessarily a need for you to shampoo it, just hit it with really good hot water. And then if you feel like you still want to get a little bit of scrub, just use a little bit of conditioner. There's enough natural surfactant within the conditioner anyway, that would also help remove any other type of buildup as well. But, you know, again, the key too is you want to maintain as much natural hydration onto the scalp without stripping it off. And to Joanne's point, that will also, you know, over shampooing will also, you know, induce more natural oil production, which you don't want.
Right. And, you know, I think that makes sense, but I did not know that about the hot water. Again, tips and tricks. You guys are like an encyclopedia of hair. This is amazing. I love that. And I want to actually ask you a little bit about the diversity in hair care, because obviously you both have so much experience, and I'm sure you've worked with almost every kind of hair texture type, you know. So what was that, you know, with in terms of incorporating it into your products, you know, making something that works for everybody? Like, how hard was that? I mean, was it a challenge, or did it just come naturally to you?
Well, it was by pure accident. I mean, you know, really honestly, I mean, again, we didn't really formulate to one hair type. We really formulated to all hair types, right?
And healthy hair. And healthy, you know, we hair, were really yeah. just going, I think health and wellness was our main key and focus. And so, you know, having kind of the less is more philosophy, like Greg said, it was just by sheer, you know, use, we found that just specifically curly, thick hair loves our product because it's so emollient and so hydrating, and there's such rich ingredients that we kind of have this curl community, you know, standing on end for our products. They love our products. And it also helps that my daughter Morgan, her hair is very, very curly. So for sure, it was like me, you know, being a hairstylist and working with her hair very early on, and realizing that the silicones, plastics, you know, resins were actually drying her hair out. And so I actually started going to the health food store to try to find products that would work on her hair, because I was so disenchanted with what the professional industry had put out in that regard. And I just couldn't find anything that worked. I was not really satisfied. And so again, that's what kind of started Greg and I off on this journey of research and development. And our Quiet Calm Curl Control is actually a straight byproduct of trying to find something to work for Morgan's hair. And so that's our curl cream. And it's just a lovely hydrating. It just leaves the hair natural feeling. And again, I love to layer hydration. I love that our products, like, you just use such small amounts, but you just kind of keep the hair layered between water and product and hydration. And it just leaves the hair so healthy feeling.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned like thicker hair, because I definitely have thick hair, and I've never, like, it's very, very, very difficult for me to find products that are going to work for it and cleanse and, like, you know, condition the way I want it to be. Because, you know, most of the products I've seen out there are very much geared towards finer hair, or hair that doesn't really need a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so like for me, it's like my hair like changes from like wavy to straight to whatever the hell it wants to do, like, you know? So like, but at the end of the day, it's still very dense. It's very heavy. So I find that with your conditioner and shampoo, like, you know, just talking about those two products, it's perfect, because I feel like my hair is clean, you know? And for me as a consumer, that's very important, is because I have thick hair, I want to feel like whatever I did in the shower, I'm going to have clean hair at the end of it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to actually ask about the, like, you know, I know people talk a lot about like sustainability and stuff these days, and I really want to dive into that with you guys in terms of, you know, all the nitty gritty details about the sustainable aspect of your brand. If you could tell us more about that.
Sure. Yeah, for many years, of course, that's been top of mind as a value. And everything that we've done up to that point really was kind of from behind the scenes, right? In the manner in which we curate, the manner in which we process, produce our products. So about 4 years ago, I started saying, well, look, you know, we need to really kind of make what we're doing actionable and communicate it in a realistic way, so people get it, right? And so I really charged everybody here with working on putting together some pretty big initiatives. And the cornerstone to that was not only about, you know, giving back, but also really stepping up. And we started this initiative called People and Planet. And it really covers everything that we do from a sustainability point of view. You know, we became a 1% for the planet company, established cause partners, really with a lot of our philanthropy going to women's health, as well as supporting other environmental organizations. And then, of course, plastics reduction was also another major initiative. We partnered with Plastic Bank to really bring ourselves to a plastic neutral point of view, or a plastic proactive point of view. In 2020, we invested in capturing 5 years of our past output, and then have made a commitment to capturing 150% of our annual output every year. And then at the same time, we transitioned all of our packaging, all of our bottles from virgin plastic to 100% PCR.
Wow.
Really to kind of address that need. And that's a continuing journey, because as new packaging becomes available, as consumer demands grow, you know, the industry is working feverishly to respond to that. So we're really at the forefront of that, and really want to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem.
Of course. Yeah. And then, wow, that's really impressive though. 150% annually. Wow.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's a pretty big commitment on our part. And then of course, You know, the other piece to that was becoming a B Corp. So we formally became a B Corp this month. Was it this month? Okay.
What month are you in?
May.
No, we're not May.
April. Yeah. Sorry. It all runs together.
It's okay. I forget every day. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm telling you about it. But you know, that was a 2-year journey, right? Because it's not about checking boxes. It's about learning how to hold yourself accountable, doing better. And so it forced everybody in the organization to be a participant in our journey to becoming a B Corp company and really striving to be better. And we're excited about the journey in front of us to that. And then of course, today being Earth Day, we just announced that it is our mission from this point forward also to become carbon neutral. So we are really focused on neutrality as well. And you know, as I said, it's not about saying it. It's not about a marketing gimmick. It's about a mission in action. And that's something that Joanne and I have always wanted to do. And we're just so grateful that the company is at this stature in which we can reinvest into people and our planet. That's what's really important.
I love that. I love that. And I love how genuine it is and how built in to your brand it is. I cannot, you know, I can't say kudos to you guys, give you guys enough kudos for that, because that I think really, for me as a consumer, it really sets brands apart. It's like, did you guys start this from the beginning or not? You know what I mean? So right. I like really hats off to you guys. And thank you so much for sharing all the tips, by the way. I've learned so much. And just,
you're so welcome. This is fun.
I mean, you know, Joanne definitely lit a fire under you, Greg, and that fire took off, you know? So.
She's chasing me with water.
She's talking about water so much, yeah. But thank you so much, Joanne and Greg. This has been such an honor hosting you and learning so much about your brand. Everyone listening, please, please, please go check out InnerSense Beauty. Their website is InnerSenseBeauty.com. They're beautiful products. I mean, they work for my hair. My hair is very, very finicky. So I know that you're going to love them. So check them out. Leave us some feedback. Tell us what we're doing right, wrong. If you have any questions for Joanne and Greg's team, please leave them in the comments on Instagram and we will definitely pass them along. And thank you guys so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you for having us. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.